This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Scores of protesters braved extreme cold Sunday to rally for a second straight weekend in support of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny in Russia, despite a sweeping crackdown on his allies and warnings from the police. Hundreds have already been jailed. Rallies are held across various Russian cities during the day, and more rallies are also planned in Moscow later on Sunday, part of a campaign to win the release of President Vladimir Putin's most prominent opponent. He was arrested on January 17th, that's Navalny, after returning from Germany, where he had been recovering from a nerve agent poisoning in Russia last summer. The World Health Organization-led team investigating the origins of COVID-19 during a mission that has been tightly controlled by its Chinese host on Sunday visited a Wuhan large wholesale market in the central Chinese city. Sunday is the third day of field visits for the team after they came out of quarantine Thursday. Friday and Saturday, the team visited hospitals in an exhibition commemorating early efforts to battle the outbreak in Wuhan, which included a 76-day lockdown of the city of 11 million. The team plans to visit labs, more markets, and hospitals during its 2 weeks in Wuhan, where the coronavirus was first identified in late 2019. The U.S. is backing off for now and on a plan to offer COVID-19 vaccines to the 40 prisoners held at the detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Pentagon Chief Spokesman John Kirby says in a tweet that the Defense Department will be pausing the plan to give the vaccination to those held at Guantanamo Bay while it reviews measures to protect troops who work there. U.S. military announced earlier this month that it plans to offer the vaccine to prisoners as it vaccinates personnel at the detention center. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of people from Hong Kong are fleeing their hometown since Beijing imposed a draconian national security law on the territory last summer. Many say China's encroachment on their way of life and civil liberties has become unbearable, and they want to seek a better future for their children abroad. An exodus has begun to Britain, with many taking advantage of a new immigration pathway that would allow up to 5 million eligible Hong Kongers to live, work, and eventually settle in the UK. Applications for the British National Overseas Visa officially opened Sunday, and British government 300,000 people have extended residency rights in the next 5 years. China responded by derecognizing UK-issued special travel documents. More than a week before his U.S. Senate impeachment trial set to begin, President Donald Trump has parted ways with his lawyer, according to two people familiar with the situation. Butch Bowers and Deborah Barbier, both the South Carolina lawyers, are no longer with Mr. Trump's defense team. One of them described the party as a mutual decision that reflected a different opinion on the direction of the case. Both insisted on anonymity to discuss private conversations. One said new additions to the legal team were expected to be announced in a day or two. Mr. Trump had struggled to find attorneys willing to defend him after becoming the first president in U.S. history to be impeached twice. He is set to stand trial the week of February 8th on charges that weren't on a charge that he incited his supporters to storm Congress before President Joe Biden's inauguration, in an attempt to halt the peaceful transition of power. Ethiopia's government is privately telling U.S. President Joe Biden and his staffers that its embattled Tigray region has returned to normalcy, while new witness accounts describe terrified residents hiding in bullet-marked homes in a vast rural area where effects of the fighting and food shortages are not yet known. An emergency official with Doctors Without Borders warns of a large population suffering with fatal consequences. One former official in a phone call from rural Tigray says hunger among peasantry is crippling in remote areas bordering Eritrea after soldiers burned or looted crops just before the harvest. Ethiopian officials say nearly 1.5 million people have been reached with humanitarian aid thus far. And a U.S. federal appeals court has ruled that the U.S. government can resume expelling immigrant children who cross the southern border unaccompanied by a parent. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.